Unquestioningly, Lysian placed the lantern on the floor. Using a paw nail, Giri traced the words, "I say regiments," into the dust in a circle, like the figures on a clock face. After studying the ring of letters for a moment, he nodded to Sister Snowdrop.
"Well, do you see it, ma'am?"
She stared a while and nodded knowingly.
"Yes, indeed. I see it now."
Lysian looked from one to the other.
"See what? Will you please tell me?"
Giri swept his paw around the dusty circle.
"It's another anagram. I'm getting pretty good at them. This is the place we're looking for, Mother Abbess. I say regiments. It's only a mixed-up name, and guess whose name it is?"
Lysian recognised it suddenly.
"Sister Jaminia."
Giri dusted off his paws.
"Correct. So let's get that door open, shall we?"
In the big chamber on the lower floor, Quelch shuffled to the foot of the stairs. He peered up into the darkness, twitching his grey whiskers impatiently.
"What in the name of confounded seasons are they doing up there all this time, eh?"
Formal Grudge replied with a typical mole logic.
"I expect they'll tell ye after they comes down, sir."
Sister Dural, who was trying to stop Otterbabe Smudger from climbing out of the window, confided to Burby.
"They've been up there for rather a while now. I'm beginning to feel concerned for them."
The mole mum dusted little Smudger off absent-mindedly.
"Her, and so am I, ma'am. But no matter how us'uns bees are feeling, 'twon't affect them beasts up his stairs."
A loud bang suddenly came from the room above. This was followed rapidly by the most unearthly shriek and clattering noises. The Red Wallers rushed to the door at the foot of the stairs, with Skipper in the lead, roaring,
"Stand by, mate! I'm coming up!"
He bounded onto the stairs, which shattered in a rending crash of ancient timbering. There was another ear-splitting screech. Then thick clouds of dust billowed out into the chamber, enveloping every beast.